Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. Today is Tuesday, November the 26th, and welcome to our Thanksgiving tradition behind closed doors radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And today we have a nice, cool show we're hoping you'll like. We're going to travel to the past, present, and future. And I just want to kind of talk about a place called Taunton, Massachusetts. It's 25 miles west of Plymouth. You guys remember Plymouth, because that's where the Mayflower ships sailed in. And it's not too far from Boston. In Taunton, Massachusetts, there's an Indian tribe called the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. And they're the ones who kind of introduced the Thanksgiving traditions to us. And I wanted to, you know, I did an interview. There's a lady named Carol Lopez, and here's the start of our interview.
Okay, we are back here. We're back. We are with, I wanted to do kind of a segment on the beginning of the start of Thanksgiving. And I'm on the phone with a personnel young lady, a lady. Her name is Carol Lopez. She's a part of the Wampanoag tribe, an Indian tribe. How are you doing, Carol?
I'm doing fine.
How's everything going? You're located in?
On Cape Cod in Massachusetts.
That's right.
In Massachusetts.
Yes, I know. So could you tell us first about the Wampanoag tribe to let everybody know? Because I was doing some looking, and you guys are really the start of Thanksgiving, the Wampanoag tribe and teaching. Okay. People how to cook with vegetables, and can you tell us the story about the Wampanoag tribe?
Well, the Wampanoag tribe were the first natives in this area when the English came and came here, and we first invited them to our and they called it a Thanksgiving. We invited them to have stuff with us.
Okay.
And we always ate off the land. You know, nuts and fruits and the venison from the deer and the different animals. And we showed them how to plant corn and stuff like that. And we
what?
Showed them how we fish, for our shellfish and fish and shellfish and other things we got from the water, because we always lived near the water. And that's where they first came ashore and saw us. In other words, we welcomed them, but then they, you know, started trading with us, and things just grew in. So they kind of, I don't like to use the word selfish, but they agreed.
Right.
Anyhow, they took a lot of things and made other things, you know. For instance, we use the quahog shell to make beads, and you know we use the shells to cut the natives cut their hair, and they scraped the animals' hair with it, and they made different tools with them. They made different with the different shells. So but the main Thanksgiving part of it is when, you know, we invited them to eat, sat down and ate with them.
Ate, right, and teaching the English. The English.
We had turkey and the corn and the fishes from the water.
Well, so basically, everybody who's celebrating Thanksgiving with turkey and corn and beans and everything is really responsible for the Wampanoag tribe to teaching people how to cook and farm.
Yeah. Oh, they took it from there.
Now, do you guys have your own day of celebration? I was talking to...
We are having our own day of celebration, which is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. It's going to be this Saturday.
Wow.
At our old Indian meeting house.
Oh, so...
And burial ground. And we do invite the public to attend, and just like we did when they came ashore.
Okay.
There's no charge for food. We have our local native foods that we still eat and use and cook.
Wow. Now that would be a real, now that's a real Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's quite a big spread, and it gets bigger and bigger because, you know, we invite the public, and first we have the meeting house was always a place to meet for different things, but it was the English teacher's Christianity, and then it went from there, from our natives teaching us also.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a brief service inside, which is consists of some of the drumming. We the medicine man.
Oh wow!
Ben, hello.
Wow.
The medicine man brings incense, sage, and supposed to clarify the clean the air. And we have a burning fire, and our main theme is we gather together. So I play the organ, so I will be playing We Gather Together, and that's the theme of our Thanksgiving celebration.
Wow. No.
And everybody sings that, and we have Wampanoag dancers and singers, and we have drummers, and a few little things, and we have... some of the elderly people that have died years and years and years ago wrote a lot of different poetry and songs.
Just unbelievable. Wow.
Thing. And the program lasts about an hour. Then we go outside. I have the spread of food is like...
unbelievable.
That was Carol Lopez from Taunton, Massachusetts. So, you know, if you think about it, I mean, the Mayflower, when it was coming in from a long journey, and they had food on their ship as well coming in. But after a while, they were like, hey, we're on shore. We want to, who are those people there on land? And they wanted to find out, and those people, the Wampanoag tribe, greeted them, and, you know, and they kind of got together and helped each other out in making it, and that was the start of America, you know. And but we'll be back with the part two from Carol Lopez.
Flavor Living Radio, talk about food and life and more, cooking, restaurants and recipes with adventures too. Just wait and see. Flavor Living Radio, everything you'd want to know. So tune in now and start listening to Flavor Living Radio. It's an awesome radio show.
And I have oven baked red potatoes.
Now, you
we
said...
don't have mashed potatoes because that's not traditional. Well, that's but we always use a lot of corn. So we will have steamed corn. We'll have corn bread.
Okay.
Corn bread. And we have probably have three or four stuffed turkeys. And with our turkeys, our season opens fully to pick up the oysters. So I make the oyster stuffing for the bread.
Okay. I like the way you said oysters, oyster stuffing.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And I'm going to go fishing,
So our listeners and myself, as far as the Wampanoag tribe, what's the name of your cookbook and where can we find your cookbook?
Well, you know, I made my cookbook in memory of my mom. She was a cook for many years, and she taught me how to cook, and she taught my brothers and sisters to cook.
Okay.
But the name of my cookbook is A Maestri Wampanoag Cookbook. And I...
cook myself?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I got two cookbooks left, and I can't afford to publish this. So, if you want one, I can send you one. And
I would like one. I would like, if there's two left, I would like one of those two. You know, I was thinking for everybody who's celebrating Thanksgiving and just being as far as the Wampanoag tribe, would you want to say something to people celebrating Thanksgiving this year? Would you want to say something? Would you want to say something to the people who are celebrating Thanksgiving?
Yes, I would like them to always remember the Native Americans that taught them of why we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a day of thanks, and we should be thankful every day.
Yes, this is
and
very true.
In our program, everybody gets up and talks about what they're thankful for and what they're grateful for. And everybody should, not just Natives, everybody should be. And I wish that everybody, it's about food, it's just being thankful that we have the food.
Yes. Very true.
You know, you never know when we're going to be poorer than we are.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to thank you, Carol Lopez from the Wampanoag Tribe, and everybody. I researched it on Google and just researched it and found out about it, that you guys were the first to teach us about what we're having this Thanksgiving and all Thanksgiving. I mean, we have other dishes that we use, but you're the basics for how Thanksgiving started, the history. And just the food, you know?
Absolutely.
And just thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio, Carol Lopez. And I want one of those cookbooks. I want one of those cookbooks.
We are back. That was the interview with Carol Lopez from the Wampanoag tribe. And just yesterday, I received her cookbook in the mail. And wow, this cookbook... I've got one of two cookbooks. I can't believe it. They sent it to me, and I was just skimming through it. It has so many different things. Those guys know how to cook. They know how to cook. We are moving on with our show, and on Thanksgiving, early in the morning, there is what you call. We have a tradition here of watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. This is the 87th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, and did you know it's an exclusive club to be a volunteer for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade? Most of the employees of Macy's, they're allowed to volunteer. The friends, family, they're allowed to be volunteers for the Macy's Parade. Everybody else, including rock stars, bands, they have to have an application to be in the parade. So very exclusive club. And we went there and kind of got some more information for you for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade on Thursday morning.
I'd like to tell you the top 10 facts about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Starting in 1924, it was originally called the Macy's Christmas Day Parade. Every year since then, the parade has been presented by Macy's in New York City on Thanksgiving Day. It was initiated by Macy's first-generation immigrant employees who wanted to express gratitude using the European style of festival. In the early years, horses pulled the floats, and live animals from the Central Park Zoo, such as bears, lions, and tigers, were part of the parade. The 1927 parade introduced the first giant balloon, and these balloons have been the main attraction of the parade ever since. During World War II, the parade did not take place from 1942 to 1944, and rubber from deflated balloons was donated to war efforts. Today's parade includes over a dozen massive balloons, with Snoopy holding the record for the most appearances. 4,000 volunteers take part in the exciting 2-mile parade stretch. Over 3 million visitors watch in person, and over 40 million watch on television. The public can watch the giant balloon inflation the evening before Thanksgiving near the American Museum of Natural History at 77th Street.
That was for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Now, did you know the first float that was for, it was in 1927, the first float? I'm telling on myself, but I do remember this cartoon. It was Felix the Cat. Yes, that was the first float that they had. I remember seeing the cartoon growing up. I mean, now, you know, it takes 3 to 9 months just to put together a float. And this year, I heard through the grapevine, there are 5 new floats that are going to be in the parade on Thursday. So really, this is, I always liked it growing up. I like it now as an adult. It's just, you have pumpkin pie, some coffee, and Macy's parade. I mean, it was like, that was like the combination. That was a combination. Well, you know, I want to type the weather report. Let me type the weather report for you know, it's 34 degrees right now in Akron, Ohio. You're probably wondering, why did I type the temperature of Akron, Ohio? Well, I was looking through the news, and last Wednesday, the 20th, I saw a news story, and it happened at a Best Buy, and this is another tradition that we have after Thanksgiving dinner. So this is what happened when I was looking through the news. I ran across something at Best Buy.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, and we wanted to cover a segment on Black Friday. Today is Wednesday the 20th, and we are speaking to a manager in Akron at the Best Buy. I know we're a food show, but we had to put this in. Hello, this is the manager, Mike Ripley, from Akron. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yes. You know, this is our Thanksgiving food show, but I saw in the news, today's the Wednesday the 20th, that there are already people camping out in front of Best Buy trying to get to make sure they're in the front of the line. Can you tell us about this?
Well, currently we do have 3 tents outside of our building, and it's this weird phenomenon we have at this store in particular. There's this one zone, his name is Tony, and he tends to always be the person first in line. Every year, and he has been for like the last 6 years or so, and as our hours continue to open earlier, he's progressed to here early and early himself. This year, he was actually beat out for the first spot in line by another gentleman named Jonah. So they've been having a friendly competition for the last couple of years. Yeah, who's going to embarrass the most and come out the earliest?
Wow, and there's generators out there. I heard there's tents and generators there in Ohio.
Yeah, they got them all fired up. They got their gas cans ready. They got a pretty cool setup in there. This is Jonas, the person who's first in line. He's got an inflatable queen-size mattress, a TV setup, a laptop, got 4 heaters. This guy's ready to go.
So they got food and everything. They lined up as far as their getting food from the different fast food stores around and everything?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting what they do. It's a big team effort where they're all apparently shopping for one particular person, a friend or a family, and there's about four different people per group that they basically just do it in rotation. So they can go home, shower, use the bathroom, all that stuff. So they're eating in between, but yeah, they're definitely chowing down on some of the fine cuisine that you can find in mall parking lots.
Now, what's going to be the top item for Best Buy this year? I mean, everybody's going to be standing in line for what's the top item?
Now, what's really cool this year is we've never actually had multiple doorbusters before.
Okay.
So right now, we have a doorbuster that's going to open up at 6 p.m. right when our doors open. We're going to have a mystery doorbuster, which is actually taking place at midnight, which I don't even know what these promotions are going to be yet. It should be really cool. Another one at 10 a.m. Really, what a lot of the people are outside waiting for is we've got a 65-inch Samsung. That one's going for $1,000, and probably our big seller right now is our LG 55-inch for $500. Both are 120-hertz TVs, and they're going to go pretty fast. It's exciting to see.
Well, I mean, I know the PS4 is coming out, and that's going to be pretty hot, pretty big, too.
Yeah, PS4 actually came out last Thursday. Now, this coming Thursday, the Xbox One is coming out, so we're going to have a separate line for people waiting out overnight for that one as well.
Now, could you give our listeners, I know we are food fans and food cooks and chefs, and could you give us a kind of a Black Friday story that's happened there?
Yeah. So, probably one of my fondest memories that have ever happened, and it's been weird for me, and I'm kind of a fluke when it comes to this. My father has always worked retail, so I guess I'm following his footsteps, so to speak. He actually works for one of our competitors.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's interesting table talk when we're going over who's got the better deals and stuff like that.
The jeans. It's in the jeans.
Yeah. It was our first night where we opened early, so my family, we've actually celebrated Thanksgiving on Veterans Day and kind of making a tie into that.
Oh, smart.
So, yeah, I actually used to live across the street from a Best Buy I worked at North Olmsted. And the guys, they saw me close the night before, and then I was walking through the parking lot on Thanksgiving Day, because it's actually my family, we're all sleeping. You know, getting ready for the day.
Right.
Walking by their tents just to say how they're doing, see if I can get a coffee and stuff. This is well before we opened. And I smelled turkey. So I thought it was just something, you know, all right, this might be a fluke. I actually got invited into one of these campers' tents to sit down and have a Thanksgiving dinner with them.
No way.
Yeah, they had your little, you would see a banquet hall. You know, the open flame heating it all up. I sat down, we camped out, shared stories. And yeah, I had Thanksgiving dinner with total strangers, and it was probably one of the coolest things I've ever been through. Mm. And don't tell my mom, but the stuffing was a lot better, too.
Classic. Wow. Right. Wow. That is classic. That's like, wow. They thought that ahead of time. They're like, hey, we're not going to miss Thanksgiving, okay? We're going to be in front of line, and we're not going to miss Thanksgiving.
No, and it's actually kind of cool because even talking to Tony, the gentleman who's outside my store right now, it's one of his favorite times because it's actually turned into a family tradition for them. So you're thinking about your conventional Thanksgiving dinner, the family all gets around,
yes.
You know, no TVs, no distractions, just everyone sitting around, you know, talking about the thankful for, just having face time with the family. Well, they do that on the extreme level, and they do it inside tents. Everyone's real close to one another, and there are no distractions. So it's him and his family. They have Thanksgiving dinner there. They sleep off their turkey and have one fun day filled with shopping the next.
Wow, just classic. I had to get you on Flavor Living Radio in Akron at the Best Buy manager, Mike Ripley. And this is to tell us, and I want to make sure I got today. Today is the 20th of November.
Yep, they're here a bit early.
And can you believe that? So, well, listen, ahead of time, I know Thanksgiving is next week. I want to wish you happy Thanksgiving and for being on Flavor Living Radio.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Yes, yes. Okay, Best Buy, go get them.
Thanks,
all right.
Stupid.
Oh, gosh.
That's something. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
We are back. I was just trying to kind of go to after Thanksgiving dinner, showing what Black Friday, the sounds of what Black Friday was gonna be like, you know. But it's not Thanksgiving yet, and we have two more days till Thanksgiving, you know. And I brought in a guest for our show to give a top 10 Thanksgiving what should be on your dinner table, and we have our guest. We want you to hear and try to. You'll probably know who the guest is who's doing the top 10, but listen to this top 10 list for Thanksgiving dinner foods.
This is Morgan Freeman, and welcome to the Flavor Living Radio Top 10 Thanksgiving Food Dishes You Should Have on Your Table. Number 1, Stuffing Dressing. Stovetop or homemade, the best to have on this day. Number 2, the butterball itself, turkey. The moisture makes for incredibly juicy and tender meat, which brings many families together around a Thanksgiving table. Number 3, mashed potatoes. Simplicity is the best guide for mashed potatoes. Number 4, ham. A glazed spiral ham can add visual appeal. A real treat for the eyes and taste buds. Number 5, cranberry. Yes, it's like having dessert before you've even finished your meal. Number 6, pumpkin pie. Homemade or store-bought, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without it. Number 7, bread rolls. It serves many purposes on the holidays, including soaking up the gravy. Need I say more? Number 8, sweet potatoes. These don't show up at the dinner table often, so treat them right. They find their way into a variety of dishes. Yams, pies, a standalone dish. Number 9, gravy. Gravy should be its own food group. And last but not least on our countdown, number 10, green beans. Snapped, steamed, and cooked. Add salt, butter, and a little pepper. Is it Thanksgiving yet? We would like to thank everyone for listening to our Flavor Living Radio Thanksgiving Top 10 Food Dishes You Should Have on the Table. This is Morgan Freeman, and I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And I do mean everyone. Bryant, take it away.
Well, that was our show today on Tuesday. And listen, we went to Thanksgiving behind closed doors. We traveled to the past, present, and future. And listen to our show next week. We will have a different food trend topic. And I want to thank everyone for Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to family, friends, here in Hampton Roads and abroad, and your family and friends as well. Eat well and drive safe. And again, happy Thanksgiving beforehand.
cooking, restaurants and recipes with adventure.